Live from Studio G in the heart of America, I'm Steve Greer, fighting for you from the Foxhole of Freedom. Good to have you here. A lot going on, I can tell you that. We're going to be brutally honest today. God bless America. It's the Steve Greer Show. Three big things for this hour. Number one, swing state problems emerging for Joe Biden across the board, but new information is shining a glaring light on the state, one state in particular. We'll get to that. Number two, Michael Cohen is a convicted felon who committed perjury on the stand a few times. Now he's going to try to take the stand against Donald Trump. That's not going to go particularly well. And number three, a really good week for Donald Trump, and we'll get to all that. But first, we've got some breaking news, a couple of stories here that we're following that are just remarkable, to say the least. The first, the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore doesn't exist anymore. It has collapsed into Baltimore Harbor. It is a complete failure after a cargo ship rammed into the bridge in one of the pilings and brought the entire bridge down, cars and all, at about 1:35 this morning, local time in Baltimore. The images, the video is it's gut-wrenching. And it's also raising lots of questions about how could this possibly happen? How could this possibly happen in a day and age when all of these things are computer-controlled? The weather was perfect. The ship is on a collision course for a long time. You can see the ship. There's video. There's cameras on the harbor, right? Live view cameras around the harbor. So we got a couple of different views of this bridge coming down. And you can see this ship on a course for a couple of minutes. And it's not a fast-moving ship, obviously, and they're not easy to turn, and you can't stop the thing necessarily. But me being jaded, it's hard for me to look at this and say, man, that doesn't look intentional, because it looks intentional. The new footage coming out of the bridge as the sun rises now in Baltimore. The emergency rescue crews are there, but it's a mass casualty event, obviously. At least 20 cars reportedly in the water, but nobody's sure. Nobody knows who was on the bridge and who wasn't. And so they're all there currently trying to figure out who's in the water. You've got the Coast Guard. You've got local search and rescue. You've got first responders all on the scene there, the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And for those of you on the live stream, you can see the map of the bridge, 1.6 miles. This is, what is this, I-695. So it's an interstate highway that has collapsed because of this collision. The Maryland Governor Wes Moore declared a state of emergency, as he should. Baltimore Mayor Brendan Scott said that emergency personnel are on the scene. And now the photos are emerging. Obviously, crews everywhere. It is a complete and utter disaster. No other way to describe this. In all my time of doing what I do here, I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen anything like this at all, and I'm just scanning through the news to try to give you the latest of this bridge collapse. Search and rescue in the water, but the chance of survival, if your vehicle went in the water, it's been almost 6 hours now. The chance of survival, as you can figure, is slim, although air pockets are possible, I suppose, but it is slim. It's not likely. But the questions that are posed today are, who was driving the boat? Where is the boat flagged? Who owns this ship? How do you run into a bridge unless it's intentional? That's the real question. In order to hit that piling, it almost seems like you have to be intentional. Did a captain have a heart attack? Is it possible? I don't know. I don't know. The videos have been seen millions of times already, as you can imagine. And let's see. So we'll see how this all plays out. There's also, bear this in mind, excuse me, bear this in mind. If you're watching on social media, there's a fair amount of garbage video going on around out there. The alternate angle video is not Francis Scott Key Bridge. The video we've shared here today on our live feed is genuine. The other feed is actually from Crimea from a couple of years ago. And this bridge has been open since 1977. We'll keep you up to date on what's happening there. Meanwhile, other strange breaking news. Sex trafficking raids at rap star Sean Diddy Combs' mansions, two of them, one in Los Angeles, one elsewhere. Several people arrested. I mean, we're talking massive federal raid, massive show of force, SWAT teams, automatic weapons, battle gear, if you will, as they raided Sean Diddy Combs' mansions. We're told for sex trafficking. He is not there. He boarded his own private jet and fled Los Angeles overnight. Looks like he landed somewhere in Antigua. That's in the Caribbean. He landed somewhere in Antigua, did Sean Diddy Combs. So just a crazy, interesting news day, to say the least, as they flee the scene, right? As he flees the scene, I guess he doesn't like the idea of being handcuffed and dragged out by federal agents. Now, we don't know what the basis of the raid was exactly, except we are told it was a raid based on sex trafficking. And we're told that by several different news sources here today. Sex trafficking and human trafficking connected to Sean Diddy Combs, who, by the way, is close personal friends with Hillary Clinton, close personal friends with the Biden administration and numerous people there. He's been a big supporter, a big outspoken supporter of Hillary Clinton and Democrats, spent lots of money with these folks, close friends with people like LeBron James. So this is a story that affects a lot of people as well. So as we go throughout the rest of the day today, we're going to keep an eye on Baltimore and the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, built in 1977, taken out in a matter of moments when it was rammed by a giant cargo ship. And I leave the question open. Was it intentional? That's an open question to be answered. But if it was not, it still showed the world the vulnerabilities we have as a nation. Doesn't take just big jets to attack tall buildings. Cargo ships can do tremendous damage. And look, this is one of the main arteries in and out of Baltimore. The traffic problems, the infrastructure problems this has created instantly cannot be overstated. This is a huge problem for the people of Maryland, for the people of the East Coast, and a problem for the United States to protect its infrastructure, as our southern border remains wide open. It makes you wonder who came in, who can drive a ship. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Who can drive a ship that came over that border illegally that we don't know about? Something to consider on this day. Stay with me at SteveGruber.com whenever you want to know more. SteveGruber.com when you want to know more. Follow me on X, formerly Twitter. Follow me on X, live streams every day of this program, so you can watch the live stream in person. Today we're in North Carolina. We're going to talk more about that when we get a chance, because we've had a chance to talk to people who are strongly opposed to Joe Biden and his failures. And we met a couple last night that are strongly opposed to Donald Trump. So they just cannot vote for him. Of course, I don't think they ever did vote for him, based on what I've learned in the conversation I had. But the nation is split, but North Carolina, my guess, is a red state. That's what the takeaway is for Ivy and I. Anyhow, we'll take a break. It is a very busy Tuesday here at the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be back.
MyBridges is here to help you access benefits. If you received a Medicaid renewal packet, follow these steps. Fill out or log into your MyBridges account to complete and sign your forms as soon as possible. Include any required documents, like proof of income, assets, or expenses. Learn more at michigan.gov/mybridges. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
The pandemic has made it clear, if you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
Now hiring? We've heard you. At the Michigan Chamber, we know that businesses of every size, location, and industry are facing talent shortages. That's where Emerge Skilled comes in. It's a new digital workforce solution for Michigan Chamber members and our state's businesses. With hundreds of employers just like you and tens of thousands of work-ready students, Emerge Skilled is a proven technology that helps you connect with today's talent and build a long-term pipeline for your future.
To take advantage of Emerge Skilled, email dbrownback@michamber.com. dbrownback@michamber.com.
Scleroderma makes life hard. If you suffer from the disease or know someone who does, every day can be a challenge. But the Scleroderma Foundation Michigan chapter is working to make life easier for patients by providing support throughout the state. Each month, we host support groups in a variety of locations around Michigan that give patients the opportunity to share their feelings, express their concerns, and receive encouragement from community members. We also host virtual support groups for patients. Hand in hand, we can handle scleroderma. Learn more at scleroderma.org/Michigan.